Lesson 1. How can the Bible help you? Nearly all of us have questions about life, suffering, death, and the future. We are also concerned about day-to-day matters, such as making a living or having a happy family. Many people find that the Bible not only helps them answer life's big questions, but also gives them practical advice for daily living. Do you think that the Bible can help anyone you know? Point 1. What are some questions that the Bible answers? The Bible answers these important questions. How did life begin? Why are we here? Why do innocent people suffer? What happens when a person dies? If everyone wants peace, why is there so much war? What will happen to the earth in the future? The Bible encourages us to seek answers to such questions, and millions have found its answers very satisfying. Point 2. How can the Bible help us to enjoy our daily life? The Bible gives us good advice. For example, it teaches families how to be truly happy. It offers advice on how to deal with stress and how to enjoy our work. You will learn what the Bible teaches about these topics and much more as we discuss this material together. You may come to agree that all Scripture, that is, everything in the Bible, is beneficial. 2 Timothy 3:16. This publication does not replace the Bible. Rather, it encourages you to examine the Bible for yourself. Therefore, we urge you to read the scriptures that are listed in these lessons and compare them with what you are learning.
Dig deeper. Consider how the Bible has helped people, how you can enjoy reading it, and why it is good to get help to understand it. Point 3. The Bible can guide us. The Bible is like a powerful light. We can use the Bible to show us how to make good decisions and to help us see what lies ahead. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my foot and a light for my path." How did the writer of this psalm view the Bible? How do you view the Bible? Point 4. The Bible can answer our questions. One woman found that the Bible provided answers to questions that had troubled her for many years. Listen to the audio for the video, Never Give Up Hope. To find all media for Lesson 1, go to the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
My whole life I wanted to be a teacher. It was very gratifying. But yet, there was something that was empty in my life. I would see children that were disabled, not because they had done anything wrong, they were just born that way. And I thought to myself, that doesn't make sense to me. God is a God of love. I know God could fix all these things. Why hasn't He? And then it was a child in my school that successfully got me the answers to my questions. She asked me the question, "Do you know I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses? Would you like to know more about Jehovah's Witnesses?" And I thought to myself, "I do. I really do. Why don't you come over and visit me someday and tell me about Jehovah's Witnesses?" When she came back the next week, I sat there and listened, and she taught me things. She taught me how to look into my own Bible to find the answers to questions. And all of a sudden, I'm getting answer after answer after answer, which for 25 years, I couldn't find these answers anywhere. And it was amazing to me.
In the video, what sort of questions did this woman have? How did studying the Bible help her? The Bible encourages us to ask questions. Matthew 7:7 says, "Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you." What questions do you have that the Bible may be able to answer? Point 5. You can enjoy reading the Bible. Many people enjoy reading the Bible and are benefiting from it. Listen to the audio for the video, Bible Reading.
Sometimes I get words mixed up and backwards, so it can be kind of challenging. So, do I like reading? Not really.
I don't know. I find books not interesting and boring.
You know, just get completely distracted.
Have to mentally prepare myself to read because there's so many other things you could be doing.
I don't enjoy reading, but I do like reading the Bible. For me, it's more than a book.
It's definitely worth it.
Some people may say it's not relevant for today.
But when you look into it, there's things you can learn from all the time.
It's helped me to think before I speak.
I find that I'm actually more concerned with other people, their well-being, how they're doing, and looking out for them.
I think Bible reading's made me a better person.
It gives me a little push for the day.
My favorite book in the Bible would probably be the Psalms because it's easy for me to understand and it's really interesting to me.
For young people, they can go through jw.org and get the Bible, several different copies of the Bible right there.
We'll type in that certain scripture and there'll be articles about it.
Another thing I'm loving is the new videos, an introduction to this book of the Bible. It just takes 2 or 3 minutes and you can understand what you're about to read, that book, and that makes a huge difference.
I go by topics or what interests me.
I look for something that is interesting, that touches me directly. It just becomes an enjoyable process.
It's very, very relevant and it's very important and you can find happiness. I mean, who doesn't want that?
In the video, how did the young people feel about reading in general? Why do they now feel differently about reading the Bible? The Bible says it can give us instruction that comforts us and gives us hope. Romans 15:4 says, "For all the things that were written beforehand were written for our instruction, so that through our endurance and through the comfort from the Scriptures, we might have hope." Does the Bible's promise of comfort and hope interest you? Point 6. Others can help us to understand the Bible. In addition to reading the Bible on their own, many have found that discussing it with others is helpful. Acts 8:26-31 says, "However, Jehovah's angel spoke to Philip, saying, 'Get up and go to the south to the road that runs down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road.' With that he got up and went, and look, an Ethiopian eunuch, a man who had authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, and who was in charge of all her treasure. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning and was sitting in his chariot, reading aloud the prophet Isaiah. So the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and approach this chariot.' Philip ran alongside and heard him reading aloud Isaiah the prophet, and he said, 'Do you actually know what you are reading?' He said, 'Really? How could I ever do so unless someone guided me?' So he urged Philip to get on and sit down with him." How can we understand the Bible? The picture caption reads, "The Ethiopian man needed help to understand the Scriptures. Many people today find it helpful to discuss the Bible with others." Some people say,
"Studying the Bible is a waste of time."
What would you say? Why?
Summary. The Bible offers advice for daily life, answers important questions, and gives people comfort and hope. Review. What kind of advice can we find in the Bible? What are some questions that the Bible answers? What would you like to learn from the Bible? Goal. Read the first part of the next lesson. Set other goals.
Explore. Consider how the Bible's advice is practical today. Read Bible Teachings, Timeless Wisdom in the Watchtower, No. 1, 2018. See how the Bible helped a man who had struggled with his emotions since childhood.
I felt depressed and started to have suicidal thoughts.
Watch the video, How My Happy New Life Began. Examine the Bible's practical advice for family life. Read 12 Secrets of Successful Families in Awake, No. 2, 2018. Learn how the Bible clears up a common misconception about who really rules the world.
What the Bible says may surprise you.
Watch the video, Why Study the Bible, Full Length. End of Lesson 1.